DW.
Cutting emissions, how difficult. And it requires making a lot of different life decisions. I worked out my own carbon emissions footprint with a calculator online and gasped at the findings. Across a few different calculators, it was estimated that I had been responsible for between 15 and 17 tons of carbon emissions over the last 12 months. What gives? I try to eat local produce, I bike everywhere, and I don't eat meat. At a closer look, around 11 tons of it was flights. Now, with a 5-minute questionnaire, it's hardly scientific, and there's a lot of factors to take into account. But there are some people who are much more particular about tracking, and they're trying to look at ways to reduce their carbon emissions. In Sweden, a no-flying movement has gained traction, with one of the main proponents, a TV commentator and biathlete with an Olympic gold to his name, leading the way. Björn Ferry stopped flying almost 2 years ago to take an environmental stance.
Like I said, we have a family goal. We want to be fossil free to the year 2025. I would say I'm inspired by the Paris Agreement from 2015. So I want to investigate.
To find out where he stood, Björn investigated just how big his carbon footprint was and what emissions he was responsible for.
It's a lot about transport. So then I start to go by train instead of flying. We bought an electric car instead of a diesel car. We have a little greenhouse in the garden, for example. So now I cut my emissions down to under 4 tons a year.
To do so, Björn took the same approach to reducing emissions as he did with his Olympic training. Great determination, willpower, and sacrifice.
I decided to stop flying. It's almost 2 years ago now. It's impossible to be fossil free with flying at the moment. So perhaps in the future you can have some electric planes and so on. Then I'll probably go back again. You have to pay the price of having a goal. It's the same as I had a dream of becoming Olympic champion. Then it's not enough to just train 2 times a week. You have to train every day for 10 years. And it's the same with this. If I want to find a sustainable lifestyle, I want to be fossil free to the year 2025, then I have to try. If Swedish television hadn't accepted my way of traveling, then I'd probably have quit the job.
Not everyone has the security to be able to quit their job over an environmental stance, and that's taken into account with most of the emissions calculations. If you are flying for your job, that's your employer's problem. However, Björn isn't just objecting to flying, he's trying to see just how sustainable his lifestyle can be.
But it's always, if you have a big impact, then you have some kind of, it's like responsibility. And that's meaningful. And it's also difficult because I don't want to be that guy who just say, stop living. Because the best thing for the climate is probably that you just go and hang yourself. But that cannot be the right way forward. So I want to see the positive things.
And you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to make positive changes. Björn believes that there are plenty of benefits of living this kind of lifestyle, including eating better, even saving money. And along with politicians and researchers, he's managed to convince a bunch of other people to live the same kind of lifestyle.
But we have this word, flygskam in Swedish, like that you'd be ashamed of flying. And a lot of people, they come up to me and say, it's great what you're doing, but no, I feel bad. I made a trip to Mallorca this summer. And just the way that they are starting feeling this is perhaps a sign of that we have a movement, like the norm about traveling is perhaps changing. I think it's important that you have some movement from normal people, let's say. Then it's easier for the researchers and the politicians and the company leaders to move ahead, because they are the ones who has to do it, really.
And at the end of the day, it's for the future of the planet and his family's future.
I think it's for everybody. I search for meaning in my life. I can do a lot of things. I have several talents. I have no problem to find a job. But I want it to be meaningful. And I have a child, a boy. He's 7 years old now. And he will live in this world for like 80 more years. That's why it's important. Can I do something? And how do we do it? How do we adapt and change mankind and how we think and what we do in a sustainable way.
And he has advice for people who are looking to join him and change the amount that we're emitting based on our actions. Advice that people like myself should probably take on board.
Well, my best tip, if you want to do something in this direction, that is to start measuring. And there's several websites when you can measure your carbon footprints. And that's a good start, because if you don't know how it looks, then it's hard to make a goal. If you have, this is how it looks for me, I can set a goal and I can measure it every year, then you're on a good way. DW.